دمنا درج ابو بکر الصدیق دکلیوا مسول ابو بکر الصدیق ابو بکر الصدیق.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, at the outset and the beginning of this silsila, please try to make as many good intentions as possible to gain the maximum amount of rewards. For example, I will listen to this silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down whatever important points there are in this silsila and I will practice upon them, inshallah ta'ala. Make these good intentions. I will encourage them to my spouse, my children, my family, my friends, and my society. In this manner, try to make as many good intentions, inshallah ta'ala, to gain maximum rewards. Indeed, there are countless of benefits and blessings in reciting salawat, durood, and salutations upon our Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. With the reference of Al-Qulul Badi', our beloved Master, the knower of the unseen, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, that person who recites durood, salat upon me 50 times every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has a very unique status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our master, our leader, Al-Hazrat, the leader of the Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned in Fatawa Razwiya, volume 8, those ahadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has spoken about the status and rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Here, just a few will be presented to show us his great rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated by Hibrul Ummah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his blessed companions, the Sahaba kiram alayhim wa ridwan, they went into a pond. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, everybody swim to your closest friend. Everybody swim to his closest friend. So they all did so, and then only Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu were left. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam moved towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, embraced him and said, if I were to make anybody my khalil, it would be Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. However, he is my closest friend. Furthermore, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an has stated, once we were present in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, right now a person is about to appear in front of you who has been made the best and the most noble after me, and his intercession, his shafa'a, will be like the intercession of the prophets alayhim as-salam. We were present and then we saw that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu appeared. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stood up, kissed him, and then embraced him. Subhanallah. Hibrul Ummah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated, I saw the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam standing with the command of the believers, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arrived, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam greeted him, embraced him, and kissed his face. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kissed the face of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, O Abu al-Hasan, the status of Abu Bakr in my court is similar to my status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. The Imam and leader of the Ahlul Sunnah, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, has stated in Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, the awliya, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, wa rahimahumullah ta'ala, they say that in the entire universe, there is no peer, there is no murshid and spiritual guide that can compare to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And there is no murid and disciple who can compare to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the famous book, Sawana Karbala, page 41, the 92-page publication by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, it is stated in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, that is Muttafaqun Alayh, that both report from Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was ill, and this illness was very severe. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, order Abu Bakr to lead the Salah. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, our beloved mother, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is soft-hearted. He will not be able to stand in your place to lead the Salah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, order Abu Bakr to lead the Salah. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha again offered the same concern. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made the same order again with emphasis. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu led the Salah during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is, his life in this world, the apparent life. This hadith is mutawatir, means it has a mass transmission, because it has been narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Zam'a, Abu Sa'id, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, and others. The scholars say that this blessed hadith is clear evidence that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is conclusively more highly ranked than all of the other Sahaba Ikram, all the other companions alayhim ridwan, and is the most worthy and capable of khilafah and leadership. Dear Sami brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is the sign of a true devotee that at every moment the essence of his life is the remembrance of his beloved. When those who are unaware of the taste of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are not able to understand the lifestyles of the devotees, they make fun of them or criticize them. Advising such people and expressing the passion of true devotees with great feeling, a poet says, do not object to anyone's movement. Do not make fun of anyone's grief. To whoever he wants, to whoever he wants, he grants his favor. This is the nature of the love of the Prophet. Subhanallah. By Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed, even if a millionth of a particle of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam possessed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is granted to us, we would be successful in both worlds. On the occasion of the Hijrah, the migration from Makkatul Mukarramah, Zadahullahu Sharafu wa Ta'zeema, to Madinatul Munawwarah, Zadahullahu Sharafu wa Ta'zeema, the confidant, the worthy successor and the closest friend to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, presented a remarkable and matchless example of love and devotion. There are slight variations of a few words across various books regarding the incident, which has been narrated as follows. When the Sultan of both worlds, the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, approached the cave of Thawr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went into the cave. He cleaned it and filled all the holes that were present there. He was unable to find anything to fill the last two holes, so he plugged them with his blessed feet. That is, he blocked them with his blessed feet. Then he requested the embodiment of Noor, the comforter of the souls, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, to enter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam then entered the cave, rested his graceful head on the lap of his loyal friend, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and began to rest and sleep. Now there was a snake in that cave which bit the foot of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But may we be sacrificed for that embodiment of love, that he remained completely motionless and silent despite the intense pain and agony, only for the reason that he did not want to cause any discomfort and disturbance in the resting of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. However, due to the intense level of pain, tears began to flow unintentionally from his blessed eyes. When some of those tears of love fell onto the compassionate face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam awoke and asked, "O Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, why are you crying?" Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told him about the entire incident of that snake. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then placed and rubbed some of his blessed saliva on the part of the foot that had been bitten, and the wound healed up immediately. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went into the cave along with the knower of the unseen, the Immaculate Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, those disbelievers who were chasing had almost reached the cave. The presence of both of these respected personalities in the cave has been mentioned by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in the glorious Quran in Surah Tawbah, verse 40. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thaniyathnayni idh huma fil ghar. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Just as two men when they both were in the cave. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal created the physical sources of protection for these two respected individuals in such a way that as soon as the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam entered the cave along with Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a divine guard of protection was placed there. A spider cast its web across the mouth of this cave, and a pigeon had laid its eggs at the edge. On page 132 of Mukashafatul Qulub, the 680-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, it is stated, "All this was done to prevent the disbelievers from finding them in the cave. Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed such a unique reward to those two pigeons that to this day, all of the pigeons in the haram of Makkah Sharif, Zadahullahu Sharafun wa Ta'zima, are from the offspring of those pigeons. Subhanallah. Just as they protected the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, He Azza wa Jal laid down a restriction of hunting them in the haram. When the disbelievers of the Quraysh saw the nest and the eggs of the pigeon, they began to say, if there were any people here, the spider would not have cast its web, and nor would the pigeon have laid its eggs. Hearing the sound of the disbelievers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became worried and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam,